Hey guys, it's Allie. Welcome to The Mind Paradox, where we will talk about why thoughts are only 10% of the work and discuss the science behind the other 90%. Get ready to meet the higher version of you. What's up, everyone? Welcome to The Mind Paradox podcast. I am here to talk to you guys about hypnosis, one of my favorite subjects. I kind of want to dive in and talk to you guys, really give you the science and a little bit of the background of what hypnosis is. And yeah, basically give you a little bit more of the definition of what hypnosis is. So let's start. What hypnosis is, you have two different kind of minds, your conscious and your unconscious mind. Key point, hypnosis works with the unconscious mind and all learnings and behaviors are changed in the unconscious mind. Remember that. We're going to come back to this. So keep in mind this key point, hypnosis works directly through your unconscious mind. In the conscious mind, you do your logic thinking. You process your thoughts where you think rational and you remember what you're doing daily, basically. It's the autopilot of your mind where you're remembering your family, the names of your coworkers, all the names, phone numbers, everything that you have to process, that's your conscious mind. It's the critical thinking, right? Normally, the conscious mind is the front of your of what you perceive. So everything that you're having in the awareness in the moment is going to be in the front of the mind, and that's your conscience, is that you are aware at the moment now and it is happening now. The unconscious mind, you will find the beliefs, your values, habits that have been programmed, and emotions and feelings, and perhaps stored memories that are wanted or unwanted. It's basically the back end of your mind. Think about it this way. The unconscious mind can be compared to an iceberg. Everything above water represents conscious awareness, while everything below the water represents the unconscious mind. The things that represent our unconscious awareness rest everything above, and everything that we process of the information that we receive, it's coming from above the surface. So let's say your habits, or your behaviors that you're currently representing or you're currently doing are actually being influenced from the bottom of the iceberg. It's a cool way to think about basically of how we compare our thoughts and our under thoughts to compare both of them. So yeah, let's dive in more into hypnosis then. How does these two come together? There is a middle ground between the two minds, and that's called the critical faculty. With hypnosis, the conscious mind moves to the sides and bypasses the critical faculty. It goes right through the filters. And if you remember the episode of the three brains, I talk about the lead, the store, and generalize, right? So if you haven't heard it, definitely go back and check it out and listen, because I really talk about how the filters work on our conscious and unconscious mind. So in order to connect with your thoughts directly with the unconscious mind, hypnosis allows you to remove all the little filters through between and get directly to the unconscious mind. At that moment, with hypnosis, that it has already bypassed all of the critical thinking right through the unconscious mind, it allows to become receptive to the suggestions for change. How does that work? So when the language of hypnosis that allows you to get there, you find the root cause to clear the problem. And if it's the most effective way for you to install new programs, new patterns, and have instant change automatically. This is the reason why sometimes if you go to a, let's say, motivational speaker, right? Or someone's motivating you for like 2 seconds, you're motivated, you're hyped up, and then all of a sudden you go back to your old ways. Why? Because you didn't really dive in to your own patterns. You didn't really dive in into the mind where everything is happening. You only click to the surface level and not under the surface. The term hypnosis comes from a Greek word. It actually means hypnos, meaning sleeping. And hypnosis is a natural state where you feel increasing levels of relaxation. There are different patterns of states and different patterns of trance. So there are different type of meditations, techniques, and trance-like states that have been documented for thousands of years. What we consider to be modern hypnosis today only seems like it's drowsiness when it's actually a focused psychological state, kind of similar to meditation in prayer and, you know, other type of meditation, but it's the most dive in and about focusing directly internally with you. It's a tool of language and guidance to show a person how to go over the hurdle from a waking or sleeping state to a particular state of the mind known as hypnosis. I won't hypnotize you. You will hypnotize yourself. I am your guide. You won't believe how many people, when they find out that I'm a hypnotherapist, tell me, oh, so you can hypnotize me? I mean, yes, but technically, you have to have the consent first before I can do any other type of hypnotic language or hypnotic states. I am the guide in this situation. I am your guide to achieve the trance state or other states you will like to desire. You are in control. During the state trance induction, you need to know that you are fully in control and in charge. You only accept the suggestions that are given to you that are consent with your own internal values and belief. So, let's talk about this. If you work with a hypnotherapist or you do some type of meditation or you've listened to some type of meditation, if it doesn't adjust to your beliefs or your values, you won't retain the information. You have to know that deeply inside with you what aligns in order to fully bypass the critical thinking and align to what you believe and what you are suggested to receive the information to. In hypnosis, your body and mind are equally suggestible, operating as a harmonious unit. They're all in it together. You will find hypnosis as a pleasant state as you learn more, you will know more, that hypnosis has an automatic effect in your conscious mind and your nervous system immediately. Let's talk about this a little bit more. Because your mental process is working differently when you are in a trance state like this. It's actually works a lot faster. And as I guide you into trance, things are already happening inside you that you're not necessarily aware of as if you were fully awake. Same things happens when you're meditating or you're praying. Things that already happened internally that are affecting your conscience and your unconscious mind at the same time. That's why sleeping and dreaming are huge and they are incredibly important to our learning process and our evolution, because that's when we are the more receptive. So when you're in that state between you're about to fall asleep, where you're like, I'm just tired, but you're like halfway awake and asleep, that's a trance state. And that's also a critical moment for you to install new patterns. Like, let's say when you're about to fall asleep and you feel it and you immediately just start repeating yourself something that will make you feel better. Or one of my favorite things to do. I love doing this. And if you want to try this, check it out and let me know how it works for you, because I love doing this. When I'm in the state that I'm about to fall asleep, I make sure to watch something funny. So, especially when I'm about to fall asleep, because it makes me laugh and I wake up the next morning a lot happier. So try that, see if it works for you. And I want to know how you feel, because I love just like popping in like a comedian or watching something funny when I'm in that state where I'm just like, I'm tired and I'm about to fall asleep, because I know that my mind is receptive. The next morning, I seriously wake up like 10 times more motivated. I kid you not. So try that and let me know what you think. But going back to hypnosis, I also want to let you guys know that with the hypnosis, it minimizes and removes the impact of past experiences, and it creates new lasting results. So when you use hypnosis, you can install new resources and become more powerful within your own state of mind. The mind needs the new perspective, enabled to change immediately. When you rewire all habits, your mind automatically begins to produce new results. It's as simple as if you have an experience that you want to recreate in your mind. I've mentioned this in the past and I'm going to mention it again. Your mind can tell the difference between what's real and what's not. So if you were to put an image in there and alter what happened, you're actually going to produce different results. That it's been critical proven, and it's been they've done research on this if it actually happened, because right after you change the patterns of whatever experience you had, you actually feel and you create different results. It's amazing what the mind can do and the powers of the mind that are basically far beyond of what we know. And I think that's why hypnosis is such a powerful tool, because you're literally diving in into the root cause to clean up everything that's happening, to go dive in more farther in. So in this case, if you want to create results, know what drives you into the right results. Know what creates that. We are always in trance, and trance is a state of conscious awareness. It's an altered state of conscious, like when we meditate, pray, or do any religion rituals, including when we read a book and when we watch TV. TV is actually the biggest, it's the most hypnotic of them all. Be careful of what you watch when you're watching TV, because at that moment, you are extremely receptive. Well, even if you watch TV, but if you don't, then you may kind of skip this part. But if you do watch TV, whatever show that you're watching, be selective and responsive of the subliminal message that are happening. Because honestly, at that time, when we sit there, we literally shut down our critical thinking and we receive all the information unconsciously. Because what is happening is, oh, this is a time for us to relax. This is a time for just to just hang out and be here and do whatever we want. But what happens when we listen to the news? At that moment, oh, incredibly careful of what we say. I'm not saying bad news are good or bad. I'm just saying, be selective of what you listen to and what you hear and what others are saying. Language is so powerful, and how it's delivered and how it's being bringing to you, it's a way to hypnotize you immediately for you to engage. It's not only TV, politics, religion, whatever is being said to you, everything all around is going to have a hypnotic message. And since we are in control and we are in charge, we have to be careful of how we process that internally. That's why the subliminal message is incredible. You guys may know this about me, or you may not know this, but I am a huge Simpsons fan. I know, I am a dork when it comes to this. But I will tell you guys, the Simpsons have a lot of subliminal message that have actually made some things happen in realistic. I'm not going to dive into that, but there is a little bit in there that you might guys can kind of correlate with each other. And that's why we got to be careful of what we listen to. Even if like in the morning, right, when we're the most receptive in the morning too, how you take care of your mornings, what you listen or who you listen and what you do in the mornings, your mind is at the most receptive state. Yes. You can alter your mind to have that. One of my favorite stories that I've read was Albert Einstein. When he was in the process of inventing, he would basically have a ball that will drop in a plate that would make a sound. So when he was about to enter that trance state to bring in new ideas and to be more creative, he will make that sound, like make the tray sound as loud as he could, so he would be back awake and he could bring those memories and those creatives back to life. So it's crazy how our minds can give you the answer when we are almost falling asleep, because we're literally diving in into the mother of all. It's like our computer, our massive computer that we're gathering all the information. We are students of the mind. And in effect, hypnosis is the optimum of the mind and body medicine. It can enable the mind to tell the body how to react and modify the messages that the body sends to the mind and the mind sends to the body. It's a paradox of correlating each other, the mind and the body. How do you connect and fully integrate those two with each other? Hypnosis is a state of mind that goes deep, deep, deep to fully find and connect everything together. When you believe that to be the master of your thoughts, you become so. Keep in mind, your mind is the most powerful tool that you have, and how you control it, it's what you will allow to have and achieve easily and effortlessly. Remember when I said to keep in mind that hypnosis works with the unconscious mind directly? In order for you to make change immediately and happen, You have to bypass the critical thinking and go directly to the unconscious mind. That's where you can install new habits. Let's say the biggest one, one that I worked with a client a couple years ago was quitting smoking. And she had tried all of the things to quit smoking, and she just couldn't. She's like, I keep coming back to quitting. First of all, we had to clean up her language of how she was internally commanding herself of how to clean up the habit. Second of all, we find the root cause of how and why she started smoking first. And second, when we clean up with hypnosis, we installed immediately in that spot the new habit of stop smoking. So what we did was just replace in that spot that you've created in your mind. She created somewhere, she installed the patterns and the habit of smoking. All we had to do, we would just go back in there in the exact same spot. We installed the habit of stop smoking. And immediately she had results. She felt like a whole new person because in that part of her brain, which is mostly the front lobal part. That's right. Thank you. I'm just talking out loud over here. But right in there, it's on the left side of the hemisphere. That's where she had it. We installed the new patterns. She hasn't smoked in like 2 years since her and I worked together. And that's why the mind is so incredible and powerful. We got to know how to guide it. We got to know how to get to know. We got to be in rapport with our unconscious mind. If you really want to create those long lasting results, go far beyond in your unconscious mind. It's here for you, and your unconscious mind is ready to give the answer. If you're ready to master your mind, this is the time to jump into hypnosis. So, with that being said, if you're ready to take this to the next level and you want to dive in a little bit more, I am now taking clients again, and I have a couple spots available if you really want to and you're interested and you want to take action now. Go to my Instagram, ali.salazar, and you can just DM me, send me a message, and we can schedule a free 30-minute consultation to find your root cause of the problem, and then basically dive in on how to clear up everything and install new habits. So if you would like to become a student and like to know more about hypnosis, NLP, and timeline therapy, and how you want to become basically do this on your own, I'm also offering trainings, and you want to know more about trainings, please also DM me and let me know, like, hey, I want to know more about trainings, or I want to know more about coaching, and I can give you all the information so that we can work together, and let's do this. Let's create some change. So if you're not already following me on Instagram, make sure to click now the follow button. And remember to review, subscribe, like, and share the Mind Paradox podcast. Let's spread the knowledge and the love with everybody. And stay tuned for next week's episode because I have a special guest for you guys. So I'm bringing someone in. It's a very, very special person. And I'm really excited for you guys to listen and jump into our conversation. Stay tuned.